Hi, welcome to the 12th House Podcast. I'm Michelle, your co-host and the head witch in charge here at Holisticism. Delighted to have you. Welcome back to the squirrels who have been here before, to our new squirrels. Hi, how's it going? The 12th House Podcast is a little corner of the internet where we bring together creativity, inspiration, intuition, spiritual shit, the metaphysical, the practical, tactical stuff that comes to running a business. And we bring it to you so that you can do your sacred work, so you can self-actualize, so you can be the biggest you could possibly be. It's really fun. You're going to like it, I think. Anyway, let's get into today's episode.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Welcome to the 12th House Podcast. Friday philosophy.
Special edition. We are recording in person, live.
From the podcast studio that is my house.
Mount Washington.
Yeah. For now.
Yes. True.
Not that much longer. And we have a special episode today. I mean, kind of. You know, I was thinking about this. And like our Friday philosophies in general. And, you know, maybe I'll think out loud for our listeners. I was like, yeah, these are meaning-making systems, right? That we're like introducing to people. Because today we're talking about the Matrix of Destiny, which is a spiritual meaning-making system. And I was like, does this fit with our Friday philosophies? But I actually think it really does.
Def. Also, couldn't have a better name.
I'm truly like, my interest is piqued.
Yeah. If you are not enticed by the name alone, I don't know.
You must be a super saver.
Yeah.
You must not ever like fall prey to any marketing ever. You're stronger than me.
Facts. I will admit I'm impressionable and I'm ready to be impressed. Upon.
Yes. I'm excited for this one. And I was thinking more about like this idea of spiritual perspectives. And I was like, oh, we should do an episode on like death.
Yes.
From astrological perspective. Or
memento mori.
Like, yeah, or your past lives. All the ways that people view past lives, you know, from different perspectives. I don't know. Anyway,
great idea.
More for us to talk about later.
No, great idea.
Today we're talking about the Matrix of Destiny.
Okay, before we get into the nitty-gritty of what this is, how did you discover it?
Girl, I found this on Tumblr.
Tumblr. Oh my gosh, vintage.
I know.
That means you know it's cool and legit.
Like, we put a question mark next to legit. Yes, I found it on Tumblr. I was like, this is fucking cool. This is sick. I love anything that has to do with really anything that tells me about myself.
Yes.
Like, I want to know what my chronotype is. Mm. I like to know everything about, especially myself, but I also like love understanding people from their subconscious and psychological perspectives. And the Matrix of Destiny, it does that for me. So I had a really hard time finding the origin of the Matrix of Destiny. And I find that a lot of sort of new agey stuff, I had a really hard time finding the origins of the Akashic Records.
Yeah.
Because it often gets appropriated. It gets the name changes. Was it always called the Matrix of Destiny? No, maybe it was just called math. Who knows? I don't know.
True.
I don't know. We don't
Sacred
know.
Secret geometry.
Yeah, we don't know. Who's
it
to say?
It makes sense, though, sometimes the creators don't want to be known.
Totally.
Of lots of
totally.
Like
Enneagram.
Mm,
that's
true.
Another one that's like hard
Hotly
to find the
debated.
Origins of. Where
it's like,
everyone has disagreements on it. Kundalini.
Oh.
I mean, get me in. I'm tiptoeing
past.
Into hot water here because there are going to be some people who are like, it's absolutely ancient and only royals did it. And that's why it's not written down. There's other people who are going to say, made up. Totally made up.
Totally
made up. It's tough to say. So,
okay.
You know, with everything, we take it with a grain of salt. We try it and we see if it works for us. I will say that I've probably read 100 people's charts at this point.
Oh my.
I was like, you know me.
Yeah, you want to test it out.
Have to test it out. Have to see, like, does this feel accurate or not? And I think, like, from the, like, the haters' perspective, not even haters, the skeptical perspective is any fortune-telling, future-telling, descriptive thingy, astrology, human design, Enneagram, we're going to take the stuff that applies to us and have a bias towards that and say, yes, that's totally me. Oh yeah, I'm totally an MG. And then the stuff that doesn't fit, we'll be like, well, not that part, but like, you know, the stuff that does fit totally fits me. And okay.
Great.
All right.
It's making me think of when our lovely guest, Karen Lepage, and you were talking about being a dark eater, night eater.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Night eater.
I was like, going over my head.
Yeah. We have to eat like not in strong light.
Yeah. How do you feel about that?
I like it because I do prefer to eat at night. Like when I eat in the sun in the hot day, like I just don't like it. I don't feel good. Yeah.
Okay.
Is it confirmation bias? Because we always find evidence for what we want to believe, and probably, yeah, it's probably a little bit of that, but also who knows?
And well, okay. I want to hear more of your thoughts.
Well,
but
yes. No, go ahead.
No, I was just wondering if when you first did yours, if you were triggered by anything that later you've come around to being like, you know, maybe.
Yes. And I would say when I read for myself anything, it goes in one ear, out the other. Yeah. I'm just like, okay, whatever. I feel like I know myself so well that a lot of what I read, I'm like, okay, I could agree with that. Or like,
yes,
I got it, whatever. It's more, I've read for a bunch of strangers or, you know, people who I don't know very well. And
that's what's confirming.
It is scary how confirming it is. Whoa. It's scary. So that's why I'm like, all right, maybe I got to give this a little bit more credit than originally. Than the, like, you know, I came in very skeptical, optimistic skeptic over here.
Okay.
So this is my experience so far. I really like it. I think it's really cool. And take it with a grain of salt. Like, just like with anything. Just like with sleep chronotype or Enneagram or whatever. So Matrix of Destiny, it's based in numerology, and it's a system of self-knowledge that uses numerology, astrology, and tarot.
Mm.
And it's an octagram. It's two squares on top of each other where there's 8 points.
Oh, nice.
And there's 30 numbers that are calculated using your birthday. So I pulled your chart, Wallace. Mm. So the numbers that I would use are 2 for February, 4 for the date, and then 1991 for your year. So those numbers, basically you add those numbers together, that gets you one number, then you continue calculus. On and on and on. Basic, extremely basic addition. And you can pull your chart.
I'm like, sounds like calculus.
Yeah, right? Could be calculus to me. You can pull your chart online. It's super easy. There's also like the way that you would do this if you wanted to do it by hand is also online. I'm not going to go into that because I don't do public math. But numerology, let's just roll it back a little bit because I don't think we've talked a ton about numerology.
We haven't. Wow.
I know, right? I was like, damn, we've really been sleeping on numerology. And I was thinking about like, I think because it can kind of feel like young.
Math.
Yeah. Number one, it can feel like math. And I don't like that necessarily. Yeah. But it can also feel, I don't know, like the very first magic that we tried as kids.
You're right.
Like, ooh, a bunch of, what does this number mean? Or like adding together, I don't know, your...
Yeah.
Your
boyfriend's birthday with your
yes exactly
mom's.
It's giving mash,
that's weird,
you know, like totally, but there's something to that, right? Like that sort of like elementary and also like natural inclination to find the pattern in numbers.
Yeah,
I mean, I was gonna say, I know that's also part of being OCD, but like I think that that's natural with humans to find the pattern in numbers. I think about the Fibonacci sequence and the Fibonacci spiral and blah blah blah.
Yeah,
but numerology is really old, like Chaldean numerology, I don't know if I said that right, was the oldest form of numerology and was created in ancient Babylon.
Wow.
I know. Okay, Mesopotamia.
Yay.
Love. And we see numerology in the Kabbalah. We see Western numerology, the Pythagorean numerology. We see numerology called Tamil numerology that was originated in the southern part of India. Every culture, the I Ching, that's a type of, like that uses numerology, right? So when it comes to Matrix of Destiny, we're using the Western numerology as our influence. And numerology also comes up in tarot and in astrology. Mm-hmm. So all of the major arcana in tarot have a number associated with them. And that's going to be important when you're reading your Matrix of Destiny chart, because you're informed by the archetypes that show up in the major arcana and the numbers associated with them.
I love this combination.
Right? So it's more that you don't have to memorize what each number represents and means, like, you know, 1 through 11 or 1 through 22 in numerology. You can think more about, if you have more fluency, the tarot. And of course, like if you like numerology and that makes sense to you, great. Choose your own adventure. So like I said, the Matrix of Destiny is an octagram. It has 30 numbers inside of it. And it's kind of hard to explain without a visual. So hopefully we'll put a visual like in the show notes or something, but y'all can just Google it. And there are 8 main nodes. So on the outside of the octagram, there are 8 numbers and there's one big number in the center. I know. It's really fun. There's also a middle vertical row that represents the chakra system from the top to the bottom. So when you see your matrix of destiny, you might see it with colors, and each color, each number represents the chakra associated with it. We're not going to go too much into that today. And then there are two vertices that represent the male and female ancestry line. So the gifts and talents that you've received from your mother and the gifts and talents you've received from your father. And with every gift and talent is also shadow. Mm. So the shadow or the programming or the past, you know, the karma that you're here to work through for your family line. Kind of cool.
Can't escape it.
sure can't. And there's a lot that the Matrix of Destiny can tell you. You know, in addition to just these 30 numbers, you can read certain numbers together. There's things called programs. There's a ton of them. But we'll like go over the most high level stuff today. Your Matrix of Destiny can tell you about your identity and where you're resourced, your child parent karma, status and recognition in the world, your own personal brand, how others see you, your previous life karma and lessons, talents and gifts from the universe, your complex karma, which is sort of the cornerstone of your cash flow, which we're going to talk about in a second.
Complex your, karma?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Your job.
As if it wasn't complex.
I know,
enough.
Right? It really, your job and like ideally what you should be doing with your life and in the world, your relationship and who your ideal partner is, the spiritual tasks and the material tasks that you're supposed to do in this lifetime, in this incarnation. And then it'll also give you a destiny for each year. So a number associated with like a year to 18 months in each year to 18 months in your life. And the numbers are either, you can think of them, it's a little binary. Mm-hmm. They're either in balance or they're out of balance.
Okay. I mean, they've got to make a point, you know?
It's true. Yeah, there's like, it's true. And the nuance that we get, I think, in the Matrix of Destiny is like how these numbers relate to each other. Mm-hmm. And it's not prescriptive per se. Like when we talk about, like I pulled your chart. So when we talk about like your job, it's not like you should be a podcast producer and that's the only job you can do. It's more like, okay, any job you do, you got to be able to embody these archetypes.
Got it.
You could be a trash picker upper as long as you embody these archetypes.
Garbage lady.
Yeah, exactly. Garbage woman.
Well, yeah, not a lady. A damsel. Yeah,
exactly. So I think that's cool. It's very much like tarot where it's like, okay, it's either flipped or it's reversed or not. Okay. Great, whatevs. Like I said, the numbers are represented by the archetypes of the tarot, and that's a helpful way to sort of begin to interpret. And it's just fun. I feel like the biggest thing that I've seen when learning about this for other people is their gifts and talents and how they show up. And also this number, your complex karma, which is on the far right of your chart. It's in red and it's on the axis line, like on the middle axis line on the far right. And this number represents your complex trauma around money. So if you aren't making money, like money's not flowing, that means that it's out of balance. Mm. When you are making money well, that means that it's in balance and you're aware of it. And just like anything in life, we're not meant to like master, but we're just, you know, these are areas where we can lean in, where we have like our special gifts and talents, or if we have, let's say, a karma that we have to work through or lessons that we're here to learn, like, great. It's not, doesn't mean that you're bad at something or like that you're doomed to, I don't know, whatever. It just means like area of opportunity.
Love the area of opportunity. Or some might say a area to test that growth mindset.
Exactly. Exactly. So, okay, we're going to start with your octagram.
Okay, one question I have before that also is when you saw the sun tumbler, what did you see and what pulled you in?
Okay, I just saw this. It's I would say, arresting.
You're this, like, qu'est-ce que c'est? What is?
Yeah, it's really pretty. It's cool. It's like a series. I mean, I just wanted to know more. I thought it was...
Yeah, you're like, what am I looking at?
Yeah, exactly. And there's not... I'm always also just like, okay, there's not a lot of people talking about this. There's one really cool girl.
That's also sexy.
Yeah.
And you're like, not that many people know.
Exactly. There's one cool girl who's on YouTube. There's a couple websites that are pretty cool.
Whoa, yeah, this is pretty.
It's cool, right? Mm-hmm. And like, what does it mean? I just want to know, what does it all mean?
Wow.
And then I got really into this because I was like looking up the Jungian interpretations of the numbers and the tarot. And then I was like, whoa, thinking about alchemy and like all this stuff. And you can just go on and on and on and on. And that's kind of the cool thing about numerology is it's, to me, informed by so many other spiritual practices that I like.
Yeah.
So let's look at Wallace's chart. Put in Wallace's birthday. And I think we'll start on the far left in the middle where it says 0 years old. So this number is in purple. And for Wallace, this number is 4. And this area, so on the far left, is where you're resourced and your identity. So for Wallace, it's the number 4. And the 4 in the tarot is the Emperor. And when you see the Emperor, it's giving entrepreneur.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay.
It's someone who's like in charge, but not like a tyrant.
Yes.
But like you just, yeah, they know what to do. They know how to move
Empire
forward.
State of mind.
Exactly. Exactly. Cue the Alicia Keys.
That's why I had to move to the Big Apple, you know, compelled.
Exactly. You could not. And like any situation where you are able to be the captain of your own ship is going to be a good situation for you.
Okay.
So it kind of makes sense that you're good at this job and that you like this job because I'm like, do whatever you want.
Yeah, yeah. You are like, okay.
I'm like, I trust you.
Yeah.
You know?
But what a learning experience also.
Yes.
To be in a situation, I mean, not only working with and for somebody else where there is so much personal freedom, but also, yeah, it's just been such a good learning experience. I feel like you can skirt that for a while in life and not be forced to do that. And it's not for everyone.
Nope. No, it's not. But for you, it is.
Okay.
Because you got that 4. Okay. Other numbers that, well, you also have in your chart that are like very entrepreneur are 4 and 7 are big entrepreneur numbers.
Okay.
I would also say the 1, which is very rare because we don't typically see 1 that's a magician. Unless
do you
you're
have
born,
a 1 in your chart?
No. No.
I was like, you do.
Unless you're born in January.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Magic.
Number 1. Okay. So the next number that we're going to look at is the center number. And for you, that's 7. It's in yellow. And this middle number represents status and recognition in this life. So like where you're going to succeed, I guess, like how you're going to succeed. And for you, it's the Chariot. And the Chariot in tarot can also be interpreted as the warrior. Like when you know what you want to do and you just go for it, like you're unstoppable. I also think my personal interpretation of the Chariot is sometimes when we see it, it doesn't actually have wheels on the Chariot.
Yeah. Okay. I was just going to say it's often flying.
Yeah. Yeah. It's flying or it's just like it's earthbound and it's not moving anywhere.
True.
And someone's
it's
standing behind. Yeah. Or someone's like standing in it, but they're not going anywhere. And the way I think about that, just knowing a bunch of people who are 7s is like when you're ready to go, you go. And when you are not ready, you cannot be forced to do anything. When the wheels are off, they're off. And that means like, you can't force it. You can't, just don't move forward. But when you are actually ready, like, man, do you take action?
I would agree. That 100% true.
Feels like a read?
Yes.
Okay.
Totally. Do you have a 7?
You're like,
you have to
you?
Show yours.
Yeah, I know.
You have to be like, mine is this.
I know. I'll have to pull mine up afterwards. Okay. I can't remember. I feel like I do. Yeah.
I feel like you must have.
I mean, but also if you think about that, that's like so entrepreneur energy because no one can force you to do anything. You have to be ready to do it when you're ready to do it.
And it does put into perspective that you better do stuff you're into.
And when you're ready to do it.
Yeah.
Like, if don't ignore that, like, that push or pull. Mm-hmm. It also just reminds me of, like, you know, the ADHD tendency to, like, stop and start and feel like that's flaky. Mm-hmm. Of, like, oh, I have this energy. I want to do this thing now.
Yeah.
Like, no, you really shouldn't feel like, oh, let me wait on it. Let me, like, sleep on it. Let me wait and see if it passes. Like, if you feel the energy to do the thing because you're not always in motion.
No. And I think if you don't do it, it will keep you up at night. You know?
And it might keep you up at night, but you won't have that thrust.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
That sucks. So that's your status and recognition. If we wanted to like look at your personal brand, mm-hmm. we would look at a couple numbers. So we'd go straight up from the 7 to the very top of your chart where it says 20 years old. There's three numbers for you. There's a 2, 11, and a 9. So we would look at those three numbers and the 7 and sort of like make a story out of them. That's like your personal brand in the world. But we can also look at those three numbers, the 2, the 11, and the 9, the numbers at the very top of the chart under 20. And that those are your gifts and talents from the universe or from God. So for you, you've got the 2. That's your biggest one. It's harmony. It's also the high priestess. So you're a spiritual little bitch.
Can't help it.
It's just the way she is. But I mean, like, that's so you. I mean, you are a spiritual person.
Even if I try not to be.
You can't help it. You just are. 11 is potential and energy. It's the justice card in tarot. And I really like this one because the way that you interpret it on the Matrix of Destiny is strength and like fortitude. Like you could even say resilience. You have the ability to withstand more than the average person. Mm. And like you're just stronger than the average person. Mm. Like you can go longer than they can. And that's definitely a gift.
Wow. I mean, I am feeling flattered.
Just wait till we get to the bottom of your chart.
I was going to say, I'm seeing some red numbers.
And then the 9 is the hermit. I have the 9. Dude, I have it all over my chart.
Really?
Which makes sense as I sit in my little hermit hobbit hole back here. 9 hermit means that one of your gifts, one of your blessings is when you're alone, you can really hear things. And like you need that alone time. That's why I was kind of laughing when you're like, yeah, I'm staying at my friend's place and it's just me. And, you know, I'm just getting so much done. I'm like, yeah, dude.
And I thought that I didn't want alone time.
And yet.
Incorrect.
Here you are. Well, the thing about the hermit, like when it's in balance versus out of balance is you hermit for a reason. You don't just like go to be, I don't know, to live in a cave by yourself for infinity and beyond. You go to like get those lessons, to go through whatever your spiritual boot camp that you give yourself, or to those discoveries that you make, to bring them and teach them to other people and to share them with others.
You must have so many nights.
I have so, they're everywhere in my chart.
That makes so much sense. I feel like this is something while working with you, I would always notice the intense amount of downloads or just incredible takes on life that you would come back with even just like half a day where you just had time to yourself.
Yep.
You know? And I'd be like, whoa, what did she do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It makes a really big difference. Like, and so important for you.
9.
Clock it. Clock it for yourself. You need that downtime. You need it's important. It's one of your gifts. Not everyone has it. Okay. So then if we go to the very bottom, just like whoop, all the way down to the bottom of your chart, that's going to be your past life karma. And the way other people see you, other like lessons. And the way I think about this is kind of like your south node and your north node in astrology. Mm-hmm. Like your south node is the stuff that you mastered in your past life that like kind of comes back to bite you in the ass because it's like your muscle memory of like, but I used to do this. This was like my strategy. I practiced this, but that's not going to work in this life because you're like in a different body with a different destiny and like with a different thing to work towards. And it reminds me of when we're young and our parents see us, our family sees us a certain way.
Yeah.
And then we grow and evolve and they still see us the same way they did when we were like, you know, when we were little. Mm-hmm. And how frustrating that can be.
You're like, but it's not me.
Yeah, exactly. But I've changed. So your numbers are 8, 5, and 15. And we read the biggest number as the most important. And then, you know, obviously.
Okay, so that's what the different sizes are?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So if you just wanted to look at, like some charts will only give you the big numbers. They won't give you the littler numbers. But you can take that however you want. 8 is strength and it's self-trust. In the Matrix of Destiny. So it's self-respect, self-love. Mm. And I think that like, that's a really sweet lesson that you self-trust and self-love.
Damn it. Shit, that one's so hard.
So hard.
It's easier just to give it to other people and then be mad at them when they don't do it right.
So easy to just uno reverse it on others. Yeah, that's your biggest one. And then the next number is the 5. That's the Hierophant in tarot. It's the wise person, wise man in the Matrix of Destiny. And the Hierophant is tradition, represents tradition and also like a learned person, but like a traditional way of learning or teaching or being in the world, as opposed to like, you know, the fool or the magician or even like the high priestess who is maybe doing things a different way, or even the hermit. But it also represents that like sort of traditional student teacher. So I don't know, lesson there. I feel like, what do you think?
Well, this area, so the bottom, if if anyone else is looking at their chart, what does this represent again? This says 60 years old?
Yes. It represents how other people see you.
Okay.
And it's also, it tends to be your previous life karma and the lessons that you have to learn in this life. So like areas of opportunity.
I mean, self-trust called the fuck out. For sure.
Check and check.
Check, check, check. Five. What was five again?
Wise man, hierophant, sort of like, it can represent tradition and
breaking free of.
Yeah.
Yeah. That makes me think of how it coincides with self-trust and carving your own path.
Yep. Totally. That's okay. That makes sense. And then the next number is 15, and that's the devil in the tarot. And we can kind of read it, you know, like you don't, when you're reading tarot, you're not like, oh yeah, the devil.
I am
like,
possessed.
You're the worst person. Yeah, exactly. It's more like, it's like passion. It's charisma.
Oh, you charisma. Know? I was going to say it's your like Achilles heels, a heel almost.
Totally. It can be something that's like so enticing to you. I think of like a thing that has charisma that's like enchanting and like you want it. Shiny. Even though you're like, I shouldn't want it.
Yeah.
I think it can also represent passion. Like how passion flames out. Or passion can be the thing that like distracts you away from your purpose or like your big important relationship or your big love. You see you have like a fleeting passion that can take you off the path.
Do you like shiny things? guilty.
Who doesn't? Yeah. Okay, so let's go. What is that? I could have been using the clock this whole time. So we are right now at 6 o'clock. We're going to move up to 3 o'clock. Is that right? Yeah. 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
So we're at 3 o'clock. The big number here for you in red is 20. And this represents our complex karma. So if you're listening in and you're like, I don't know any of this, just get me to the money and business stuff. Pay attention.
Where's the money?
Look alive. Look alive, my friends. This is what you're going to want to listen to and find in your own chart. So complex karma. This is the cornerstone of your cash flow. This is a place where if you're not making money, the reason... it's because this is out of balance. I was about to say blocked, but we don't really believe in that language here. And that's okay. You can just write the ship. For you, 20 represents kin, family.
Offspring?
Family of origin. Being in right relationship with your family. Ancestry can sometimes mean that like money and business opportunities are going to come from your family or asking for help from your family.
Oh, interesting.
But what I've seen the most so far is being in right relationship. And here's why I think it comes up. I think that when this is out of balance for people, they're trying to prove something
to their family.
They're not doing it like because they genuinely are passionate about it. It's like you have a vendetta. Like you've got something to prove. You're not moving from yourself. You know, you're moving from outside influences. And if you have an external motor because you're trying to prove someone wrong, bro, you're never going to be happy.
It's going to flame out real quick too.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, I think that's an interesting perspective because I'm trying to think of me personally. I think a few things coming up in terms of independence. Yeah, that's a good one.
I feel
because
like
this is the same, I think, in my chart in astrology.
What?
Yes, I think is it the eighth house? No. Which house is it that has to deal with like familial money in like property inheritance?
Oh, yeah. Eight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have something in the eighth house that resembles this.
That's so interesting. Wow. That's cool.
And it's not something I would say I feel maybe a little bit of a blind spot where I'm like, I think I could like point to a few things, but I think I would have to spend some time, maybe do some shadow work here.
Yeah, I think two things about this one in particular. Like, I think 20 is kind of complicated because it represents kin in general in the matrix of destiny. And it doesn't mean that you have to like be best friends with your family, but I do think it means that you have to have some equanimity around your family.
Yeah.
And I feel like just knowing you over the last few years and seeing your relationship with your family, you really are much more neutral around like what they think about you or the decisions that you make. And like you trust your, I think that probably comes from you trusting yourself more. And and I think that I've experienced the same thing with my family. Mm. Like
it's like a detachment.
Yeah. Or or just like when I stopped trying to prove like that I was good.
Yeah.
And I just was myself. That was reflected back to me.
Totally.
They're like, oh yeah, you are good.
Yeah. They're like, duh.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, totally. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And it, and that's like so tricky.
Mm. Do you have 20 in your chart?
I think I do.
Do you also,
I gotta pull it up.
Do the colors matter? Because this is in red.
Yes.
You mentioned.
The colors relate to the chakra system.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Hmm. You know what's interesting about this? Hmm. It's making me think of the last time I got an aura reading, which was in New York, not too long ago.
Oh, wait. We should. I gotta tell you about this one that is really easy to get into in Las Vegas. Really easy.
Okay.
It's okay. Should I just tell everyone? It's next to Alcove. It's going to be so hard to get into it later. Actually, Katie told me about it. You can literally walk in. You don't have to make an appointment, which normally when you get your aura read, you have to like book it in advance.
Where is this place?
You just, it's next to Alcove in Las Feliz. It's a little crystal store. It's at the very back. I took a picture there with Rhodes. It was really cute.
You did. It was so cute.
It was so cute. I think it's fun. You can just do it when you feel like it. Whenever you want. Go get a coffee at Maru.
I'm going tomorrow.
Go to Maru and then go across the street and get your aura taken.
Oh my God.
Hey, it's Michelle just popping in to tell you a little bit about what's on deck inside of the North Node this month. The North Node is our private members community for intuitive creators and entrepreneurs and sexy, awesome, witchy, magical, intuitive people in general. And every quarter we have a different focus and every month we have different content. This quarter we are focusing on burnout, from burnout to inspired action. So examining burnout, if we have it, which many of us do, healing from it, and then creating the guardrails or the habits or the structures that we need to not fall back into burnout so easily again. Because when you're burnt out, you're disconnected from your intuition. You're not as creative. You're not having a good time. You're straight up not having a good time. I'll say it. It just makes life boring and not fun. So over the last few months, that's what we've been focusing on in the North Node. And this month inside of North Node, we have our North Node exclusive course, Digital Decluttering and Everything in Its Place. We are talking about digital essentialism. We'll have one day of teaching and diving deep on how to digitally declutter and why it's actually necessary if you are someone who, especially perhaps like me, or neurodivergent, or are a very right-brained person, a creative sort of like loop-de-loop-brained person, as opposed to a linear thinker. And then throughout the month, we have these really cool things called co-working study halls. And they're basically a space for you to implement everything that you've learned, or our North Noters to implement everything that they've learned over the last 3 months. Because honestly, when you're working by yourself, sometimes you just need the accountability of someone being like, okay, for the next hour, we're working on going through your email inbox, because I know it's the last thing that you're going to want to do and you're going to put it off, but it's actually really important and kind of boring. So we take advantage of body doubling, which is very helpful for squiggly brained people. Everyone gets on a Zoom call and we have our little study hall. Questions will be answered. Fun will be had. Maybe even Taylor Swift will be listened to. Who knows? But that's what's on deck inside of the North Node. And it's going to be super fun. If you are interested in joining the North Node, you can get on our wait list at the link in our bio. And that's pretty much it. Hope to see you in there. Okay, let's get back to the episode.
Can I ask you one question?
Yeah, you can.
About
you can
this.
Ask. You can
the
ask
The number
me.
20, because you did say you had it in your chart, and we're talking about kin. I'm curious your perspective on this and how it relates potentially also to your partnerships in terms of your romantic relationship and new people in your family or old people, because I have a lot of shit to work through with my ex on money.
Oh, interesting.
That I'm still like shedding.
Okay. I wonder if that's going to come up in the next part with love. Yeah. But
what are your thoughts on that? Even maybe from personal experience?
Actually, that I feel like that could make sense, but here's where I'm like, is this just confirmation bias? Where like I'm trying to like reverse engineer, does this fit? Yeah. But like it is that money and opportunities come from your family or from your kin,
right?
From your familial relationships,
right?
And I mean, it begs the question if you're not in the right family, mm-hmm. like if it's not the right person to be in family
yeah.
with,
yeah.
like, does that mess up your like sort of
cash?
Yeah. Flow. Like sort of like mess with the energy of, yeah, of cash. Like if it flows easy and effortlessly when you're in relationship with your family and then you break a relationship or tie with someone who wasn't the right family for you, yeah. maybe necessarily. Yeah. Does that add like some static electricity to the whole situation? Maybe.
I think it's interesting.
Yeah. You actually can do like yeah. a compatibility
oh, cool.
matrix of destiny. And I wonder if like we did that, if it would tell you why.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cause that might be like a relationship karma. Like, but you both right. have like past life karma that you got to like work through together.
True. Yeah. This is not something I'm thinking of with my current partner, but with my ex.
Yeah.
Hmm. Interesting.
We'll have to do it.
Okay.
My 20 yes. is my shadow. It's the bottom one for me. At 6 o'clock.
Oh, so, family. Oh, interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. I feel really proud about where I'm at with my family.
I was just thinking, at like, this point even in my life. How much I've known you, it's been like a 180.
Yeah, totally.
It's been very inspiring.
Thanks.
To witness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kids will do that.
Yeah.
And?
Oh, definitely.
Self-work and therapy.
And distance. No, no, no.
And just definitely. Growing up.
It is a lot of it is grown up.
It's just time.
It's true.
Anyway, okay. Let's get into the fun part that everyone's like, okay, fast forward through the yes. family stuff.
I don't know.
Tell me about the money. Okay, so you have.
Oh, I thought we were talking about money.
Well, we were. No, we were. We're talking about cash flow. So there's three numbers that you want to look at. These are the archetypes for your career, for making money, for being hot and sexy. Rich. Okay, so they go diagonal. There's a little dollar sign that's going to be on the chart, and there's three numbers. For Wallace, it's a 9, a 15, and a 6. So it's a little sort of like triangle. They're the three numbers that are on that dotted line
mm-hmm.
between 3 Both. O'clock
mm-hmm.
and maybe, let's say, 4:30.
Mm-hmm.
So for you, it's 9, 15, and 6. And also the number 11, because there's one little extra number. That one's less important. Sometimes people don't read it. So we're just going to read 9, 15, and 6 for you. So remember, these are the archetypes that you have to have in any job that you take on. And that could be anything that you do, anything you want to do. But you have to have these as a necessary part. 9, hermit.
Damn it.
Whoops. But we were just talking on, I think, our last podcast episode about how you're like, oh, I could never go work for someone else again, or I could never go work in an office.
I got chronic stomach aches that went away immediately once I stopped going to an office.
What?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Yeah, like, and could never determine the source of them.
Wow. Ever.
I think it was also too much stimulation. I couldn't like be with my own,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah, makes sense. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So you have to be able to hermit any job that you do.
Makes sense.
You got to be able to embody that energy. 15, which is passion, the devil. You got to have that res.
Oh.
You got to be able, I think this means that like you have to, the way that I would interpret this for your career is that you have to like be the shiny you. Like you kind of have to like let your personality come out. If you have to like be a different version, like you got to be silly in a silly goofy mood.
A plus amen. I need to be able to wear sneakers if I want.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. And like the word charisma just keeps coming up. Like, You gotta be able to also do what you want, mm-hmm. like follow your passions.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some other numbers, like when we see the Fool come up for people, which is 22, very important that they have to just be able to do and follow whatever it is. They need freedom. Like that's that archetype. And the other archetype is the Tower. So if you have 13 come up in this area, that's like the Phoenix. You have to be able to burn, you have the opportunity to burn everything down and then recreate it and rebuild it. And I actually have that.
What do you have? I was going to say...
Yeah, I have 13, 5, and 19 are mine. So that's that.
What is 13?
13 is the Tower.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, and then 5 is the Hierophant, so like teacher.
Yes, amen.
Which, you know, makes sense. And okay, so that's your job.
What about 6? What does the Lovers mean?
Oh, yeah, 6, sorry. Lovers and relationship. I also think this goes really well with 15, the Passion. Okay, you have to be able to make beautiful things.
Goddamn, the Libra.
Like aesthetic, It's got to be gorgeous.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
And it's also when you see the six in someone's chart, it's about like bringing people together in relationships and connection. And often like doing that in a beautiful way, like creating a setting or creating stories for people to feel seen and heard, or making art, like, or design, like being a designer.
Mm-hmm.
So that's those are the three things that you have to have in any job that you do.
Love this.
Love that. And then the next thing to look at right underneath that, if we like go and follow the diagonal, is your relationship. So this is in your ideal partner. It's the 6, the 21, and the 15. So your partner is going to also have to have that charisma.
Oh, yeah.
They got to work a room.
Oh, yes.
That's just who they are. They actually also might be very, very attractive.
Mm-hmm.
That's your ideal partner.
Yeah.
That's what the 15 shows up as. 21 is, they're a world traveler. They have to be someone who's like...
worldly.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And who's down to adventure and explore. And then the 6, they also have to care about like bringing people together. And I would say have a similar like aesthetic eye and wanting to make things beautiful and care about that.
Mm-hmm.
And care about relationships and love.
Love it.
Yeah.
Check,
like,
check, check.
I feel like you've got it.
I was like, got it in the bag.
Nailed.
Secured.
Exactly. Okay. And then your last thing that we can look at is your destiny for the year that you're in. So if we look at the chart, you're in, because you're 32?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you're like 32 and a half, yeah? Because your birthday, August, is coming up. So you're actually like, I don't know, 3 weeks away from being in the next cycle. And so you're going from the 5 to the 10. And we're looking for everyone following along at home. We're looking on the very outside of the octagram. You see numbers starting at 9, a 0, and then it goes in a clockwise direction. And on the inside of the chart is the age. And on the outside is the number associated with that 18 months or year.
Oh, I love this thing.
Isn't it cool?
I really can't see it. I was like, had to lean in.
Double click on it and it'll open up inside of Notion. Right. Yeah. So for you, you're moving out of a 5, which is the Hierophant, which is like, you know, more traditional and teaching, learning. And I thought that this was really interesting because you decided to go to grad school this year.
Oh, shit.
And when you were in your 5 year, and now you're entering your 10 year, which is just fortune. Like anything you touch is going to turn to gold. It's the wheel of fortune.
No
and
pressure.
It means like good things are going to happen. It's just like a lucky year.
Oh.
Which is, I think, really cool.
That feels incredibly optimistic and exciting.
Right?
I will take this confirmation bias and run with it.
Right? So
feels
like
good.
That's it. I mean, we could go way more. There's so much more.
Yeah.
Like we could go so much more detailed, but I feel like that's a lot of information. What do you think? Do you think it's legit? Do you think it's not?
Like I feel flattered. I feel excited. I feel gassed up. I love the Matrix.
I love the Matrix too. It's so fun.
Only good news.
I've been reading it for people that I'm doing one-on-one work with. Like we'll do an intake and then I'll read their chart. And it's wild how accurate it is and how much information it gives me as someone who's consulting with them on like what their next steps are and like maybe where they should be putting their energy and they shouldn't. You know, just like here's where you're really good. Like you're a really good teacher. You're really good at like making people feel welcome and seen. You're really good at making things that make people feel good. Like, let's put you there. There are some people who, also the 9, super interesting. Like maybe you need to be behind the scenes sometimes.
Ugh, I'm happy for that.
Yeah. There are some people that have the sun in their, me.
Yes.
I have the 19. I have the sun, which means like I kind of have to be seen.
And people want to see you. They're like, come here.
Yeah. So I have to stop like rejecting that part of me and being like, no. I'm just going to hide behind this. Like, no, it's okay.
What I would love to know before we hop off is if someone is following along and looking at this, from your perspective, from the readings that you've done and what you've been learning about this, what do you think would be the most interesting numbers to take a look at first and investigate?
I would say that center number is like helpful. It's kind of like your identity number, right?
Mm-hmm.
I would say the number where you're at number, like at 9 on the clock.
Yeah.
So far left.
Mm-hmm.
Where your identity is and where you're resourced It's like your calling card. Mm-hmm. I think that's cool to know.
That is cool.
Then I would say that money and karma number.
Oof.
All the way on the far right at 3 o'clock.
Look at that.
You got to look at that. Especially, I feel like that's like for most people, the most challenging.
Yeah, I think so. Family stuff.
Yeah. Well, yours is family. There's my
Oh, happy. True. Right. I'm like, everyone has family stuff.
That's true.
Wait, what's yours again on the far right?
Mine is actually, so this is interesting because I have the hermit like all over my chart.
Yeah.
It's my identity card. So it's the one on the far left. And it's also.
Whoa.
Yep. All the way on the far right. So it's like my, when I don't take the time to stop and think and be internal and go hide away for a little bit and just like process, that is really when like things start to feel sticky icky.
Mm. Do you feel also because of the duality of maybe the sun and being seen, it's a constant tug of war and people want so much from you?
Totally.
And that will never go away because they want to know what you're thinking, what you're up to, what are you doing?
Yep.
And
but know, I have to go think.
Exactly.
I'm not really a like processing in front of people all the time type of person. Huh. But I also can't hide away my process.
Right.
So
because when you share your process, I think that's one of the most like infectious and interesting things.
Yeah. And if I struggle through it, so you guys don't have to struggle through it.
I mean, hey, I know a lot of people listening, if you've been here for a while, we are all receiving the gifts of those.
Stop it.
No, we are.
I think that, and that's like, I don't know, affirming and like, okay, yeah, that's always going to be a push and pull for me. I don't have to be totally public all the time.
Right.
I'm not going to be a private hermit living in the desert all the time either.
You have to come out a little.
Yeah, that's okay. Got to strike the balance.
Between those kind of polar opposites.
That's it. That's right.
Oh,
yep.
Obsessed.
It's cool,
I was
going to
say, are your books open? Because I bet you're going to get a lot of DMs. You're a great reader.
I'll stab it. You guys can read these yourself. I would check out matrixdestiny.com because it's helpful. I would just say that like some of it does not seem like it comes from English. It does not seem like English is first language, which is totally fine. It just can, some of the descriptions can be a little confusing.
Old English.
But this is a cool... really cool website, I think, to learn from. There's also, let me look at this. There's a girl on YouTube and she had some really like helpful things to double click on. And her name is Liza Spirit. Shout out to Liza Spirit.
Great name.
Yeah, she's super cute. And she had some helpful things to share. And I would also say like, I don't know, you guys, you're really smart and you can probably figure it out. If I can figure it out, you can figure it out. But I'm happy to read for you.
Hey, don't diminish your math skills.
Yeah, that's true. Listen.
Or your reading skills. You're such a great reader. You're so generous.
Oh, stop it. Stop your flattering.
It's a gift. And this, I mean, this was one of our best Friday philosophies. Sorry about the other ones.
Sorry to all others.
Selfishly. It's so fun to be introduced to a new, I mean, I could speak for, let's say, maybe a good portion of us listening. We're kind of like geeks for this stuff.
Totally.
Give me a new reading.
Totally.
Give me a new system to check out. Let
oh
me
my gosh.
Stress
I remember finding out about human design and being like, how did I not know about this? I predict that Matrix of Destiny will be like all over the place in the next couple of years. If I was smart, I would build an app right now. That's like the My Human Design app. And I would just.
Smart.
I would do it. But I'm not going to do that. So
somebody else can
so
do
if
it.
Someone wants to someone and wants to get me in on it, then I'm like happy to help. But I'm not going to. Spearhead that personally.
You can advise.
Yeah, totally happy to advise you. Okay, so what's the one weird thing about Matrix of Destiny?
I think the weird thing is also in the name. I love it. It's maybe that's not weird. It's
weird
it's
and
not,
wonderful.
Yes. Yeah. Not hiding behind anything.
Yeah.
It's like this is the Matrix.
And you look at destiny. It and you're like, this is a Matrix.
Yes.
And it did tell me my destiny.
Yes.
That's true.
Is it a matcha? Or a coffee drinker.
It's got to be a matcha.
For sure.
It's like...
I drink green things exclusively.
Totally. On the V to P scale, I got to say, I was going to immediately say Pisces, but there's math.
Oh.
There's numbers, which really throws you for a loop.
Maybe.
Could be Aquarius.
Aquarius can do math.
I don't know. I feel like they're good at it.
I mean, it's a philosophy, some say.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. And Morning Glory, Hobbit Hole, Twilight Zone.
I do feel, well, this is just my personal experience talking. I was in a hobbit hole while researching this.
Huh. Yes.
So tough to pull out my personal experience because I just, with any sort of new thing, I just wanted to like dive in face first and just
go to town. Sounds about right though, because I feel like this is like, you find out about this and hear about it if you're paying attention, but you could miss it for years.
Absolutely. Sun, moon, rising.
Mm. I'm going to have to flip it and reverse it to you because okay. You know the system better.
Okay. We had to pick archetypes for the sun. I would say it's got to be mathematician.
Yeah. Or magician.
Or magician. I was thinking magician.
Or alchemist.
Or could be alchemist. Some combination of those three is the sun, moon, and rising.
Definitely has an abacus in hand.
Okay, that's giving magician.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would also say high priestess is in here, you know, because it's like I'm intuiting, I'm interpreting, figuring things out. And then maybe just like, seeker. It gives seeker vibes. Always. Always old seeking. Reliable.
I get it.
Yeah. Same.
Truly. Feel connected.
Okay.
That's it. What do you think is the one weird thing as the reader?
I think the one weird thing that's like, it's a loose end for me that I don't love is like origin story.
Oh yeah. We just heard there is none.
Yeah. Like I couldn't find like who started doing this. Like where did this come
from?
Where's
the math come
from? I should just like email. There's a WhatsApp for info. Oh. Okay. I'm going to just email them and be like, where'd this come from?
Yeah. Any history notes?
Because I couldn't find books. Well, no, I couldn't find any books that like specifically went over the Matrix of Destiny. And then I was like, is it named something different?
Ah.
Like, did we rebrand and it's named something different? So then I didn't even know what to search. And there's so much numerology stuff, dude.
Yeah.
Like, there's so much stuff.
You got to write to them. Also, a WhatsApp group, that's kind of cool. I'm like, are they actually on Signal? And they're like, it's encrypted.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it says for all questions, contact us by email or in WhatsApp. So. Kind of like love.
Direct I'm going to just text them
and be like, hey, hey, bestie.
What's your deal?
Yeah, totally. Give me your original sources. That is another thing. I couldn't find like original sources. And that's very Western of me to be like, send me the book as opposed to like, well, this is passed down wisdom.
Tell me the oral history.
Exactly. So that's the one weird thing is like, what is this?
That's weird.
Right?
We like to know the source.
Where? And then it brings me all the way back around to, is this fake?
And that is how we will end. Perfect. Full circle. Is it fake? We don't know.
I guess we'll never know.
Try it for yourself. See what you think.
But if you like this episode,
please come back.
Please come back. Please let us know. Oh, you can reply in Spotify and say, I like this more.
More Matrix of Destiny.
More weird stuff that we don't know if it's real or not.
Thanks for listening.
Tune in next week. If you liked this episode, boy oh boy, would you absolutely love the 12th House Plus. It is our subscriber only feed of the podcast. It's like in the same feed that you're seeing right now on Spotify and Apple, where we deliver one extra episode every month that is a deep dive. It's kind of like this actually, because it's usually a course, an audio course, where we
teachable moment, takeaways, tangible practices, and sometimes we do more than one. There's always stuff cooking.
Mystery. And it's like $5 a month. It's so affordable.
Less than a latte. Absolutely. In most major cities.
Yeah, honestly, akin to a kombucha.
Truth. It's our kombucha for
GT's,
your mind.
Health Aid and or 12th House Plus.
Go well together.
They certainly do. They do. So we are always just so honored and flattered when people join the 12th House Plus. It helps us make this show, make it even better for you. And we just love our subscribers. You guys are the best.
We love you. Thank you for being here, for listening. Let us know what you think. And we'll see you next week.
Okay. Bye.
The 12th House is produced by yours truly, Wallace Miller-Blancher. Our theme music is made by Nathan McKay, and our wonderful editing is done by Softer Sound Studios, who you can find more information about in our show notes.